the crevices of a medical mind or two. As you can almost count me in on this. Almost count me in. Dr. Doug, somebody sent me a note this week sort of teasing me about being the doctor without the license on the health and wellness program. I believe this person referred to me as a co-host of the health and wellness program called Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the main focus with his knowledge, his insight. He has really good instincts, and he can be all yours for a conversation simply by dialing 888-553-7536 anytime over the next couple of hours. If you have the urge to try to figure out whatever is going on with you, do you trust your body? Do you believe your instincts? I told you that Ken had good instincts. Do you believe your instincts? Do you depend on yourself? Because without you, there is no you. I don't mean that to sound facetious, but you've heard me say any number of times that I'm thankful for my own curiosity about my body and my health and what it takes to make things work. And what doesn't work, I want to know about, and I want to get it fixed. And that goes for the people that I love. My other half, Meredith, this week came down with something that was really actually kind of scary, Ken. She had, as it turns out, been in the woods walking the dog, and she got a tick bite. And this was about 2 weeks ago, and so she felt something on her back. She didn't know what it was, and she got it off, but she never suspected that it was a tick. And so over the course of the last couple of weeks, she has not really doctored it, not paid much attention to it. And on Monday night, she said to me, man, I've got aches, my headaches, my back aches, everything aches. And then during the night on Monday and Tuesday, the temperature in her body was like she was on fire. The temperatures got warmer and warmer. She got hotter and hotter. And so then I said, well, what are we going to do something Tuesday? We didn't really do anything because she said, well, wait and see if I feel better tomorrow. And she took a couple of aspirin and that sort of stuff. Well, she didn't feel better the next day, so we went to a homeopath and got some stuff, and she felt better for a while. And then yesterday, she was just miserable and was...
What did they diagnose?
A Lyme disease. Lyme disease? Problem, yes, and a serious case of it, too. Uh-huh. So one of the reasons that I brought it up is so you'd hear our story, but if you're anywhere outside of, actually, you don't have ticks down where you are in Florida, I don't think, Ken. I've never seen any ticks down there. But in the areas that are north of the Mason-Dixon line, especially because we didn't have a real cold winter, usually if we have a cold, cold, cold winter, it gets rid of most of the bugs, most of the ticks, most of the other things that are a bother. The cold weather takes care of them and freezes them up. This year we didn't have a really cold winter. So there are ticks galore already all over the place. I think the dog has a tick bite. So it just, I mean, these things, if they're the bad, and there are a couple of different kinds of ticks.
Oh, my gosh. So there's, I can think of seven different diseases that are carried by ticks.
Really? What?
Oh, my
what
gosh, other, yes.
Well, is this what, Lyme's disease is what they, I took her, yesterday I take her, she fainted, and I took her to the hospital. I had taken her to the doctor, and at the doctor's office, she couldn't move. So the ambulance came, got her from the doctor's office, and brought her over to the hospital. And she had intravenous. She had, you know,
yeah,
four
I'm
or
glad
five.
She didn't wait any longer.
Yeah, well, it was she couldn't wait any longer. So yeah, I mean, she couldn't move. She was.
Yes.
They brought her out on the gurney. Look, we were going to the last stop. It was serious. And she's a strong woman. This is a woman who every way is every bit as strong as I am. And so fighting this stuff off, she's very conscious of what she eats, exercises every day, is in great physical shape, and doesn't take any chances. So she fortunately has a good, strong immune system. Otherwise, it could have been worse. So, but I wasn't aware. Somebody told me that there were new ticks this year, or different kinds of ticks, but I didn't know there were different diseases. So what else is associated with a tick bite beside Lyme disease?
What other tick-borne diseases do we have?
Yeah.
There's Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tularemia.
What the heck is that? What's
relapsing fever, Colorado tick fever, babesiosis, just to name a few.
Are they all symptomatic the same way? You get a heavy fever.
Usually it starts like a flu-like illness, fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, muscle aches. And they usually begin these symptoms 1 day to 3 weeks after the tick bite.
Yep.
And sometimes there's a rash or a sore along with the flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
And that's the usual common denominators between all these diseases.
There's a big rash on her back. And the doctor went in to pull out whatever was left, if there was anything left of the tick. But there wasn't. You know what else they tested her for? I'd never seen this before. It sort of reminded me. I said to the doctor, this was a prostate exam in reverse. They stuck a swab way up her nose to see if she had the flu. This mm-hmm. like real long, ugly. She didn't much like it, but and I shouldn't laugh. But it was, you know, now I'm happy because she's feeling much better this morning. But she's on
doxycycline.
Yeah, and you got to take that for a long time. It isn't like you just take it a couple of days and it's gone.
Well,
you need to stay in the protocol for a month or so.
For a tick bite, you have to take it for longer than, for example, a sinus infection.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, that's the story of woe for my department. I always tell these stories because I think people can learn from them. At least that's the idea here, to take our stories and whatever's going on with us and help relate it to you. Now you can relate what's going on with you to help all of us. 888-553-7536. Dr. Kent has all of the medical research that was in all the journals, medical journals this past week. We go through them with quite a number of them, things that are important to help you live a solid, happy, healthful, healthy and healthful. Are they the same, do you think? Is healthful and healthy give the same inference?
Similar, pretty much, yes.
Yeah. All right. So this week we had a lot of interest in Super Beats. People on the program, for some reason or another, you know how these things go. They're sort of up and down. We're always talking about them, but why, for whatever reason, at this point, the interest has peaked. The fact that a certain vegetable, namely a beet, would have in it the properties that it does, I'm going to ask you to explain what the beet has in it and the properties that we can enjoy as we think about super beets and the ancillary effects of. And it's funny because I've been talking about this with you on the air for well over a year, and it's interesting how things come around and people actually talk about this product by the name of it. Because maybe it's easy to remember super beets, but this is a nutritional gold mine, Ken.
Exactly. Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps to maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, I'm working very hard to keep your 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's disease. So I'm very excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Doug was mentioning that many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas, kale, radish, leafy vegetables. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. So Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid that caffeine and sugar.
Do you feel like you are dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined all of us yet in the Super Beets revolution, perhaps you'll take Dr. Ken's advice right now while you're thinking about it and call 800-655-4183. Get the benefits as he described them of these beets. A teaspoon of beets in a 4-ounce glass of water. No beet taste. It's just something that will power and propel your body into a new zone. Healthy heart, healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure, healthy energy, healthy stamina. 800-655-4183. Call now and order a regular supply of Super Beats. They'll send you a 30-day supply free. That's right. First order, when you dial 800-655-4183, is accompanied by a 30-day supply free of Super Beats. And the book, Beat the Odds, comes along as well. Get free shipping. Mention Dr. Ken at 800-655-4183. Why wouldn't you want to use this? This really is something that is so... I have everybody in my family, everybody that I know is on this stuff. And probably it's not... Is it disrespectful to call it stuff, Ken? It is. It is good stuff.
I don't know if they're on this stuff, but...
Yeah, well, on this product. Super Beats.
Using this product.
Yes, using the product. 800-655-4183.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime...
Anytime...
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Let's get into the help zone. May is in Hannibal, Missouri. May, let's see if we can get to work with you and Dr. Ken. Go ahead, please.
I just heard less than an hour ago that taking an aspirin is detrimental to your health. Less than an hour. I've been taking 81 aspirin for a long, long time. I'm 85. And in my opinion, it's always helped me. But to hear this is kind of blasphemous.
All right, what's the truth behind the story? Well, of aspirin, Ken, what do you think should be done with aspirin?
May, you know, with any medication we use, and aspirin is medication, you know, there's a little bit of poison with all the benefit in anything we recommend. So for many people, aspirin prevents heart attack, stroke, and even maybe colon cancer, and other cancers. I think colon cancer has been pretty much established with aspirin. But the problem is that some people will bleed in the stomach or intestines with long-term aspirin. So that's why we have to pick our patients carefully who take aspirin for long periods of time. And we have to carefully pick the dose and make sure that they're the right person. Why are you taking aspirin?
Because it's amongst other medicine that I take. And I've been taking an aspirin for years. Like I said, I'm just turning 85 in January. And this was a talk host of a show. And I won't name the person.
Are you not important.
Are you taking it on your own, May, or did a doctor tell you to take it?
No, doctor. It's the doctor. And I just came from the doctor a couple of days ago. I always take him a list, the same list that they gave me. And they look it over and go,
I would talk to your doctor about it because your judgment, you're outside of the recommendation based on your age.
Too old for too much aspirin. 21 after the hour. Good day, health.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In store and online.
Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
Here we are at 23 and change after the hour on the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. You can ask Dr. Ken any question by dialing 888-553-7536. Last week we had time to get to a few emails as well. Email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook at Good Day Show. I'm sorry, Facebook is /Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Help yourself to the information and the energy that Ken has. There is so much going on every week medically. This business of the Zika virus and what it means. There was somebody in Puerto Rico, I think, that passed away this week because of the Zika virus. So this was a man, I don't think we've heard a lot about people dying from this. We've heard the warnings for women who are pregnant or don't get pregnant if you're in an area where there is the mosquito that carries the Zika, but I didn't realize this was life-threatening. I thought this was a sort of the same thing we were talking about with regard to the tick. It's a flu-like symptom. You have a temperature, your body gets hot. And then, you know, you're like a flu, you're gone a couple of days.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, fortunately, rare, but there are some rare, severe complications of Zika, and we need to know about them. And this is being reported as the first Zika death in an American who apparently lived in Puerto Rico. That's a little bit unclear, but that's how it's being reported in several news agencies. But apparently Zika has claimed its first American life. It's a Puerto Rico resident who developed a severe loss of platelets, Doug. These are the cells that control bleeding by helping blood to clot. So he had almost no platelets left in his blood. The Zika infections, they are, as you were describing, usually mild, and deaths, fortunately, are rare. In fact, only about 20% of patients develop symptoms such as fever, itchy rash, pink eye, joint pain, muscle aches, and headaches. The rest of patients who get Zika have actually no symptoms at all. They don't even know they have the problem. Severe complications from Zika requiring hospitalization, although rare, have occurred. These rare, severe complications, they include Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is a form of paralysis, Doug, that occurs when the immune system attacks the body's nerve cells. This occurred in the 1970s as a reaction to the flu vaccine, which made everybody love flu vaccines, you can imagine. And the second rare serious complication is when the immune system attacks the clotting cells, the platelets. This is a called, it's got a long name, immune thrombocytopenia purpura. Immune is the immune system attacking. Thrombocytopenia means low platelet counts, and purpura just means very purplish looking skin. This is from from the hemorrhaging that goes on in the skin itself. ITP is the cause of death of this gentleman in Puerto Rico, this immune thrombocytopenic purpura. Other Zika patients have developed inflammation of the membranes around the brain. That's meningitis, and that is the third severe complication that's been reported from Zika.
So then the Food and Drug Administration this week granted emergency use for the first commercial test to diagnose the Zika virus to Quest Diagnostics using the same method that the labs have been using to identify the virus in one's blood. The test works on a person who's currently infected, can't detect evidence of past infections. So is that important? I mean, why do you need to know whether you've had a past infection unless you're pregnant? And maybe that's, I'm just answering my own question.
Well, also, it is known that this virus is passed sexually.
Yeah.
So you know, you want to make sure that you know you have this. So if somebody wants to get pregnant, you need to know these factors.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's the update on Zika. You're hearing that discussed every week on most of the medical programs. 888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken. This is Good Day Health at 28 past the hour.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. gain the resources you need, or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Weekend. 33 past the hour now. It's good day. Health on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. If his attitude, if his knowledge, if his acumen is what you like and you're frustrated with what you've been able to get out of your own doctor, why not call Dr. Ken? Maybe take a ride down there or fly down to see him. That's what I do. I see him every year, at least once a year. All you have to do is call him at 352-735-1400. And when the person answers the phone at his office, just say you're a listener to Dr. Ken's Weekend Health Program and you'd like to have a consultation with him. That's all you need. You get put on the fast track. The number again is 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken in his office. You can call him here in his medical office on the air at 888-553-7536. Hearing aids, helping keep your mind sharp. This is something that I suppose most people would assume has something to do with getting older, but I can't help but think that people who have problems, no matter what age, because there are a lot of hearing problems at various points in one's life that you could encounter anyway, what do you suppose it is about these hearing aids? They keep your mind sharp. Is there some electrical current? I've heard a lot of people say that if you want to keep your mind sharp and not get Alzheimer's or dementia, you need to get the blood to your head, and there are a lot of new devices that do that, Ken.
Well, let's talk a little bit about hearing aids and how they really can provide benefits that you might not expect. And I've always been fascinated about how people respond to hearing aids. You know, you think about eyeglasses, they're just seeing aids, and most people don't have a problem with thinking about wearing eyeglasses, but hearing aids, you know, it's like everyone has an allergy to these things, and they're just helping you to hear. American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week, very important article that more than half of people older than 75 have hearing loss. That's over half of people older than 75, but fewer than 15% of those with hearing loss use a hearing aid. And that's been my experience with my patients. A hearing aid may do more than help you hear better, as Doug suggested. The device might also prevent mental decline in elderly people with hearing loss. Using a hearing aid may offer a simple yet important way to prevent or slow the development of dementia by keeping adults with hearing loss engaged in conversation and communication. So these things can really help you age more gracefully, and I wouldn't be afraid of them. And the technology is getting better and better. They're getting smaller and smaller and more effective.
So smaller and smaller. So isn't that one of the things that people shy away from? They don't want to use the devices because you can see them or you always had been able to.
I think it's an acknowledgement that you're getting old,
right?
And people look at them and it's a reminder, I'm getting old.
Yeah. All right, so we don't want to It would be nice to stay away from that feeling, because when you feel old, you get old. If you feel young.
But the realization that actually they will keep you younger.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the idea. That's what we want. What's the old song? Frank Sinatra, "You Make Me Feel So Young."
You can sing that to
your hearing aid. 888-553-7536. Dwayne is in Alaska. Hi, Dwayne. What can Dr. Ken do to help you out, make your weekend better?
I was going to talk to Dr. Ken about sarcoidosis.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, help yourself.
Let's talk about sarcoid.
Okay, well, at the age of 27, I'm 55 now.
What is it, first of all? What are we talking about here?
Non-caseating granulomas were what was determined.
Yeah, no, but all this stuff, the average person listening doesn't know what we're talking about.
Sarcoidosis, Dwayne was doing a good job there. It's a growth of tiny collections, Doug, of inflammatory cells. They're called granulomas in different parts of your body. Most commonly, people think of it in the lung, but they can be in lymph nodes, the eyes, the skin. And this is a disease which we don't quite really understand, but it's thought that the immune system responds to some unknown substance, mostly something that might be inhaled from the air, but it's really not understood. And then there's this overreaction in the body, and there's really no known cure for this, but with steroids, people now are kept alive. You go back to the 1950s and earlier, and people would die from this prior to our availability of prednisone. This was a death sentence, but fortunately now people are managed long into their old lives.
Okay. Now, where I was at was at the age of 27 with the bronchoscopy and things and the biopsies, I was diagnosed with several spots in both lungs. Now, and never having been back to a pulmonologist, never followed up on anything, and I'm 55 now, and been very healthy. Looking at this psoriasis treatment we've talked before about, methotrexate, is that going to affect anything if the sarcoidosis is still there?
Well, if you were diagnosed, Dwayne, with sarcoid, you know, unless you're a medical miracle, you still have it, and it's not going to go away because, again, unfortunately, there's no cure for sarcoidosis. But some cases do go away on their own. There are many cases that will go away on their own, and you may not need treatment if the signs and symptoms do go away. But you do need regular follow-up, and if the signs and symptoms don't go away, the initial treatment is corticosteroids, other medications that suppress the immune system, things like, as you mentioned, methotrexate, azathioprine, and then there's other drugs like hydroxychloroquine. But unless you're in the 50% of people where symptoms don't go away, then you need to have some treatment.
Okay, yeah, because they prescribed Alupent for the asthmatic symptoms of the sarcoid, and I did that for 6 months and then threw the Alupent over the hill.
You mentioned a pulmonologist, so I would imagine that this was diagnosed by bronchoscopy by a lung specialist?
Yes, yes.
I would go back to get a 60,000-mile checkup.
Okay, I'll have to find a new pulmonologist. He had a heart attack 6 months after I visited.
Because you really should be, when you have sarcoid in the lung, you should be monitored with regular chest x-rays, also exams of the eyes, the skin, and any other organ that's involved.
Now, could sarcoid lead to the psoriasis? Could it exacerbate it or anything?
It depends on what was done around your immune system. It sounds like you had drugs that were affecting your immune system, and these are two problems that are felt to be due to the immune system not functioning as it should. So there really can be some interaction here, potentially.
Yeah, well, they prescribed the methotrexate, but I've never taken any of it yet. I had some dental issues that had to be dealt with, And until the three teeth were extracted, I wasn't going to do anything to suppress my immune system.
So what's the question at this point, Dwayne?
Well, the question just was, after this long of a time between 27 and 55, was, and I think you've answered my question.
I think hopefully you're in the half of people whose cases just go away on their own in sarcoid.
Hopefully, because that was my question, is what do I need to worry about with reoccurrence and suppressing the immune system with
and
the...
If you don't have any signs and symptoms of sarcoid at this point, you don't need treatment for sarcoid.
Okay.
But you should be monitored with a regular chest X-ray and exam.
All right. Well, I thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. 888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken as he goes through the medical news of the week. And whatever your problems are, as much connection as we can have, you're a creature that perhaps needs a 21-day yoga body. Maybe that's something many people find yoga to be a great way to maintain their health. Who knows? Whatever works for you, but experiment and find the way for you to keep yourself tuned up medically. That's, I think, what we're trying to do here with you in terms of the physical side of things. But this is a mental and spiritual thing as well, keeping your body tuned up. The bags under one's eyes can be a problem. You would like them to go away, I know, but if you're not taking care of them, then they won't go away. And if they don't, and you look at yourself and you become discouraged, you kind of, when I was looking at something, Ken, indicating how people feel like they're disconnected from life more now than ever before. And one of the things is that people are not happy with the way they look. So if you have bags under your eyes, puffiness around your eyes, you're feeling like you look worn out, Ken's going to give you something to think about that will help in that department.
Right. Here's some great news. I wish this bag under my eyes would just go away. Well, if you want to look at this mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today's your lucky day. We're introducing the Genucel Mother's Day Super Sale. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets bags and puffiness under the eyes. Genucel, it works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours of your money back. We love Genucel. We've had so many happy listeners send us their expressions of happiness with their emails. So why don't you join the gang? If you have this problem, why suffer?
No suffering needed here. Genucel is easily available. All you have to do is call the company 800-822-6145 directly into the office, directly to the people who produce Genucel. You're not going through a middleman. You're going to get rid of the dark circles and the bags and the puffiness by calling 800-822-6145. Patented plant stem cell technology improves the brilliance of your eyes and what people see. 800-822-6145. So if you call in the next 20 minutes, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream as well. 800-822-6145. All kinds of benefits from using Genucel. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-822-6145.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America Hotels. Did you know that, on average, people gain about 2 to 3 pounds after a 2-week-long trip? Takeout and fast food are convenient, but in comparison to meals prepared at home, they are loaded with more calories, carry very little nutritional value, and portion sizes are usually bigger. Sunny Anderson, entrepreneur and host of several Food Network shows, frequently zips from coast to coast for both business and leisure. Such a demanding schedule would require anyone to be mindful of their health, as productivity and wellness work hand in hand. When hitting the road, Sunny looks for a place to stay that provides her the comforts of home, including a kitchen to whip up her favorite meals. After all, healthy home-cooked meals on the road are easy on the wallet and the body.
We don't have to change our diet when we travel. I've developed super simple recipes that deliver the comforting taste of home wherever the road leads. Find my recipes and tips at awayfromhomecooking.com.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
47 after the hour, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. Another caller from Anchorage, Rick, you're on the air. Let's see what we can do to help you out, sir. What's going on?
Last year I had a heart attack. They went in with a camera, and they said there's nothing wrong with your heart. Everything appears to be normal. No blood clots as well after a barium treatment. Looking at the lungs, and a doctor said, well, you have COPD. And then another one said, no, you don't. A couple pulmonary specialists and an x-ray that was the, I don't know, a segmented, more detailed x-ray where they move you incrementally through the machine. Does show something in the lower third of the lungs. And it's kind of like a thickening, they said, and you're losing the ability to transfer oxygen. I also, through a naturopathic, was determined to be low or have a couple genes for no glutathione. And I've been getting treatment for supplements for glutathione and starting a mist treatment now for the lungs to breathe in the glutathione.
So but what's I'm the question, sir?
My question is, I'm wondering if I have idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or which is maybe a form of amyloidosis.
Rick, why are you trying to pull your own teeth? Why don't you get to a lung specialist, get a diagnosis? Pulmonary fibrosis is a disease in which the tissue deep in your lung becomes thick and stiff or scarred over time, and the formation of the scar tissue is called fibrosis. As the lung tissue thickens, your lungs cannot properly move oxygen into your bloodstream, and as a result, your body doesn't get the oxygen that it needs. But you need a diagnosis. You should not be guessing between amyloid or idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. These are, complicated diagnoses that are tricky to treat and are treated very differently. And the first thing is you need a diagnosis. And I would go to a lung specialist and ask the lung doctor, what's my diagnosis? And
I've been to a couple already.
Did they diagnose you with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis? Idiopathic means you have this lung thickening that we don't know why it's there. Idiopathic means doctors don't know what its causes. There's speculation. There's some genetic issues. But if you haven't gotten a diagnosis, then you need to go somewhere to somebody who can give you one, because maybe going to a medical school you may need to go. But that's the problem here. You don't know how to treat till you have a diagnosis.
All right. Hope that works out for you, sir. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchandines fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ah, the sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Make it 53 after the hour now in the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming your calls and questions. Somebody wanted to know, they hear us talking about Provia. Let me give you a quick number for Provia, one of the fine sponsors of this program. If you want to get your hair, which is thinning, into a better place, use Provia, which you can find at 800-543-5817, 800-543-5817. This is a concentrated liquid that cleanses the pores on your scalp so that the follicles of hair that are under your scalp will come back up through, and you'll feel that fuzz in areas where you've lost your hair. It'll also make your hair feel thicker. So if you want to get your hair back or your money back, 800-543-5817. Provia works, or your money back, 800-543-5817. Let us move.
Can I tell you some exciting news real quickly?
Yeah.
Everybody's been waiting for this who's on a statin drug, and there's millions of people, but it was announced just this past Friday, and we're going into the weekend, that generic Crestor was approved by the FDA. And Crestor's the most powerful, most effective statin around, and it was also the most expensive, and it is now generic as of this past Friday. This is huge news for everybody who's on a statin. Generic Crestor is available and approved.
So was this your favorite of all the statins?
Well, it was, because it was the most powerful, but I've been using a lot of generic Lipitor, which is almost as effective, but it's so much cheaper. But now, and that's where the value line has been, with a Torvastatin, generic Lipitor, but now the long-awaited generic Crestor was approved by the FDA this past Friday.
How much do you prescribe this? How many of your patients? You have thousands of patients that go through late cardiology
well,
a year. How many of them?
Any patient who has known plaque in their coronaries, who doesn't have a liver problem, I know they'll stay on planet Earth longer if they stay on a statin at a good dose, because that's the only thing we have known that will stabilize plaque. And I'm not advocating to put this in the water, as some doctors are, but I select my patients carefully. And if you have any plaque in your coronaries, I know I better stabilize that plaque, or it's going to rupture and you're going to have a heart attack.
So when you mentioned the caveat there, though, is liver. You have to have a strong liver for this. What does it do to the liver?
There's a small number of people who it will have an effect on the liver, and you have to check the liver first with a blood test before you start it to make sure there's no liver disease initially. And then on follow-up, you want to recheck just to make sure, or with dose changes, you want to make sure that it's not having any adverse effect on the liver. So if there is, you would stop it. But I've been prescribing Crestor for ever since it was approved, I guess back 202, 203. So it's been around for 12, 13 years, and I have not had any problems. You just have to know how to use it.
888-553-7536, Sharon in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Yes, ma'am, you're on with Dr. Ken. Let's see if in a couple of minutes we can help you out.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Sharon.
I just had a PET scan here recently.
How come?
And, well, they just wanted to check things out.
But they weren't doing a scanning tour of your body, I'm sure. Well, there must have been some indication for it. You were having some symptom or some diagnosis.
Well, it came back with a diagnosis.
No, but why did they do the PET scan? I'm very eager. I'm trying to make a point.
Okay. It's because they wanted to see if the condition I had metastasized.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, it was mesothelioma.
Okay. Okay. Go on.
And it had not metastasized.
Good.
Yes, it was very good. But one of the things that did come back is they said that there was calcification of my mitral heart valve.
Yes, okay. And usually that's not a big deal. Just get the cardiologist to listen, examine with their stethoscope, and they may want to do an echocardiogram. And I would just watch your blood pressure especially. And if you do take calcium, make sure you take it with vitamin D and don't take calcium alone, okay?
Yes. Very good. Okay.
All right.
So that's... that answers that, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Be well, Sharon. Thank you.
888-553-7536. See, sometimes the simplest questions are the easiest. That's kind of a silly statement. It's easy to get the answer if you have the question formulated in your mind. For Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who continues with another hour of Good Day Health.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers to take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.